This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is increasing evidence that companies especially thrive when their executive ranks are not just a bunch of white guys. A recent study from McKinsey Management Consultants finds that what can be considered diversity dividend. It looked at hundreds of public companies and found that more ethnic and gender diversity is linked to higher profits and better decision-making. Nova Safo has more.
When you think about diversity in corporate leadership, it helps to think about who you gravitate to at a cocktail party. That's according to Evan Apfelbaum. He studies workplace diversity issues at the MIT Sloan School of Management.
We like people who are similar to us.
That makes us comfortable, he says. But research shows when forced to work with people different than us,
you make very few assumptions about the extent to which others will agree with you. And so it produces these kind of more rigorous, comprehensive decision-making outcomes.
And yet, white men hold 73% of Fortune 500 board seats, and women CEOs are running less than 5% of S&P 500 companies.
It's a focus, but it's not necessarily always a priority.
Shirley Davis Shepherd led diversity efforts at several major companies. She says it's seen as a worthy goal.
But when it comes down to the budget and getting senior executive commitment, that's where you start to find a little bit more of the challenge.
Because, she says, diversity initiatives can take a long time to show dividends. In New York, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.